93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A white man in his 20s, described by police as having embraced racist views, shot and killed three black shoppers at a dollar store in a mostly black neighborhood of Jacksonville, Florida. The FBI is launching a hate crimes investigation, even though the man took his own life moments later, according to police. CBS's Michael George.
The shooting happened at a Dollar General store in the northwest part of the city in the middle of the day. Jacksonville authorities say the suspect killed two males and one female before turning the gun on himself.
Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated and he hated black people.
The sheriff says the shooter put on a mask and tactical vest in the parking lot.
The weapons that the shooter used today are a Glock and an AR-15 style rifle.
The word of the shooting in Florida coming as along the mall in Washington, thousands gathered to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the famed March on Washington. It was led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivering his famous I Have a Dream speech years ago. Martin Luther King III today says there are new challenges to the civil rights movement.
Do we realize that it is we the people who can make changes, represent history in the right way? Ensure that hatred and hostility is not espoused all over our nation.
The death toll remains at 115 in Lahaina, Hawaii, from the wildfires that swept through several neighborhoods 2 weeks ago. But the list of missing is dropping as more and more notify investigators that they're alive. CBS's Ben Tracy's there.
Several hundreds of people are thought to still be unaccounted for more than 2 weeks after flames destroyed more than 2,000 homes and businesses in the historic town of Lahaina.
We care about every single person on that list, and we will not rest until we know how each of those people are doing on that list.
As soon as it started,
many here simply cannot believe how quickly and how much their lives have changed.
A couple months shy of his 100th birthday, game show icon Bob Barker has died. For 35 years, he hosted The Price is Right on CBS, even at times becoming a sex symbol to millions of fans. CBS's Carter Evans.
First 20 years as host of the classic.
Three, two, four, consequences.
Followed by 35 years of The Price is Right, the longest, most acclaimed run in game show history. And the contestants were just as memorable.
I had a dream about you, so I had to come down here.
What were we doing in the dream?
You were chasing me in the haymow.
He gave up the show but continued on with his well-known work on animal rights. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Get in zone.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's sales. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's unplug the Civic Media Radio Network from politics right now with a double dip of the mascot there to kick things off. The best is yet to come on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Roundabout journeys that end with a start. Karma do deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on. The best is yet to come. the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust, like a shiny new metal that reflects then it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. Is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. 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 In the clouds, when the walls are torn apart.
might die before I wake. Be my anchor, something I can take.
Maxine Radio on Civic Media. We are local music with the Mascot Theory. When I Drift Away. Before that, the best is yet to come. A double dip to kick off the 6 o'clock hour here on Civic Media. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Terry Barr and
Hello,
Rocker.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing tonight? What's going on?
I'm good. How about you guys?
I'm doing great now that the weather has broke.
Oh, yes.
Today
oh,
nice. The weather was
cool
so up. Nice.
Oh.
It was so refreshing. I had a couple of dog walks today. It was
so nice
to get out and just feel the air without being suffocating.
Right. Open the windows up and enjoy that. Oh, yeah.
You know, the Mascot Theory, they're playing tomorrow at the Crucible for the 20th anniversary of the Mamas. It's also the Mama Award Show. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7 o'clock. It's DJ Femme Noir. Opening the set, also Rascal Theory, Cat and a Hurricane, of course, Mascot Theory.
That's a great lineup.
Rob Dees and Ty Christian are your hosts for the evening.
Excellent.
And we're going to find out who wins Mamas. We're going to find out Terry Barr wins the local music personality.
And what about our show?
And
that's
Max
more
Inc.
important.
Radio, yeah.
The show itself,
and
all
favorite,
of us.
Our favorite artist.
Yes. And always a good time, you guys. If you have never attended a Mamas Award show. It is just a blast. And at the Crucible this time, I think it takes it in a different direction. So you can wear whatever you want too. A lot of times everybody felt like they had to dress up. And I love that. I love getting dressed up to go to shows, but this time you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah. You know, the last time I had a haircut?
Oh, no.
was May of 2019.
Are
this
you
last
kidding?
Time I went to a barber to have a haircut. It was just before the Mamas.
Wow. And then everything happened, and you just let it grow.
Yep, all natural.
I love it.
There's pictures on Facebook to prove it.
I think I'm going to have to dig around and find that. Yeah.
Rocker, what's coming up on the show tonight, man?
Jimmy, we have Alan Robinson, owner of Herbal Aspect. He's coming in to tell us about the new Gammon Road store he's going to be opening. Comedian Jake Snell, he's going to be on the phone, I believe, Jimmy.
Ooh,
but he's
going to
be here at the Comedy Club just below Max Inc. Radio coming up soon. We'll tell you all about that. Dennis Shepard from Steely Dane.
Mm-hmm.
He has new music with his new project, the Dennis Shepard Group. So we're going to hear some new music and hear all about that. And then there's a Globe reunion show. The legendary club, the Globe, closed 20 years ago. 20 years afterwards, they're going to have a reunion show. And Jeff Hamilton, a legend in and of himself, is going to be on the phone to tell us all about it because he used to be an engineer at the club.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this. Never heard of the Globe, so this should be a really interesting interview. And then Devil's Lair kicks off at 9 o'clock. Candace Griffin is going to be in. I've been posting a favorite photo I have of her when she visited us a couple of months ago and revealed a song or two that is on her new CD. And I just remember watching her. She heard herself on the radio for the first time. And that's like one of my favorite photos. She has her eyes closed and you could just tell she's in that moment. So I'm really excited to hear all her stuff live tonight.
The compressors are kicking in.
Yeah.
For sure. Looking forward to the Devil's Lair at 9 o'clock, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We got Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock tonight. Great show. We're going to talk about the Punk's Picnic. That's happening at Lake Farm Park on the 9th of September. Marlo from Venus and Furs joins us. Of course, we'll do Essential Last Crack as well. Hey, did you hear the news? Bob Barker died today?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, he was legendary, you know.
99 years old.
The most popular comment on social media, he was as close to 100 years old without hitting 100 years old.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing.
You know what he wanted to be remembered for? He said, I want to be remembered for saying neuter and spay your pets.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He was a huge animal rights and longtime animal rights activist. Every show in The Price is Right that I can remember, that's how he ended the show.
Absolutely. Yep. And they continue that tradition, I believe, when I've seen it. the who is it? Drew.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. No,
or,
not,
no. Drew Carey. Drew Carey.
Carey. Yeah, I believe he ends with that same thing. Some of the posts I saw today, Jimmy Kay, they were saying Bob and Betty White are now hanging out together and taking care of all the animals. I thought that was like such a great line.
Are you sure they're actually there? Everything always seemed so fake with them. Like, how many times did they report her death? Like 100 times.
Oh, gee.
You know,
it's real.
My favorite Bob Barker on TV is actually the cameo he did in Happy Gilmore, where he beats the hell out of Happy Gilmore on the golf course. That was fantastic.
I liked growing up. I watched Truth or Consequences. That was you know that show actually started out as a radio show. It was a very popular radio show, and the producer got Bob Barker and turned it into then a very popular show that was. It was a game show, and it was actually syndicated after 1966 or like into the 70s. So, I mean, when I was watching it, it was already syndicated. It wasn't even live anymore.
Wow. And Bob started in radio, back in 1956. And then that happened. And then, of course, after that came The Price is Right in 72.
Longest running television game show ever.
Wow.
Wow.
We had The Price is Right as a board game when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you could play all the games. There were little props that went along with it. It was just the goofiest thing, but everybody loved The Price is Right. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text to the Civic Media app.
Text us.
What is your favorite Bob Barker memory? Love to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
These guys will be at the Mamas tomorrow at the Crucible. It's the Rascal Theory on Max Inc. Radio.
Let me see it. said blues. Yeah, yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, yo, Mr. Walker. This is Doodoo Stinks, Rob D's, DJ Payne 1, and Wisconsin. We want you to bounce, yo.
Hey, yo,
Scott. You know what I'm saying? You should leave that office, man. Let somebody run a shot that knows what they're doing.
Yo.
This is what democracy sounds like. Sounds right. It got the people bound tight.
All for one and one for all.
Get Scotty out of office and sign the recall. This is what democracy sounds like. Sounds right. It got the people bound tight.
All for one and one for all.
Get Scotty out of office and sign the recall.
Thank God I got my hustle. It's hard to get a job. Unemployment going up, making things real hard. Mama hurting, brother hurting, hurt myself. Got me writing this verse to those that hold wealth. Too many hardworking people left disgusted. Cause Mr. Walker wants the unions busted. Hurt the common man that work hard all week. And all the common man want is a chance to speak. And what about the kids? Don't they have a say-so? Can't talk to their teacher cause of low ratio. Whatever happened to each one, teach one. What? If you ain't rich, then you can't reach one. Cause a divide, man, a better way that's gotta be. Show some empathy, so many live in poverty. The blood of people's on your hands, gotta go before it ripples. We didn't stop the fire, but we fight like Mayla Mitchell.
This is what democracy sounds like, sounds right. It got the people bound tight.
All for one and one for all.
Get Scotty out of office and sign the recall. This is what democracy sounds like, sounds right. It got the people bound tight.
All for one and one for all.
Get Scotty out of office and sign the recall. Hey, yo, Wisconsin is the land of cheese, beer, and democracy. Not the land of deceit, fear, and hypocrisy. To the 1%, this may seem like it's nothing much. When the governor kills schools with record budget cuts. I'm a former army of kids with no diplomas. Then send them to Yokona, 68th in Oklahoma. You can lobby with them on how to end this. You took away their social studies, their math, their science, and their English. We fingers on one fist with one goal in mind. Petition the recall, sign on the dotted line. Get this power hungry man out of office and away we go. This is larger than the current student teacher ratio. The left talks sense, but the right just refusal. And this year we saw the biggest dollar cuts per pupil. Scotty, here's minority opinions. I bet you we're losing jobs in the public and the private sector. End lecture. This is what democracy sounds like. Sounds right. It got the people bound tight.
All for one and one for all.
Get Scotty out of office and sign the recall. This is what democracy sounds like. Sounds right. It got the people bound tight.
All for one and one for all.
Get Scotty out of office and sign the recall.
Sync Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Rob D's there from the Cheddar Revolution songs Uprising from 2011.
Woo!
Rocker, I'm sure you remember that date or that time here in Madison.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the protests.
I am. Indeed, I am. Yes.
And that song makes you want to get active and get out there and take some action.
It does.
It's a great song.
Hope you're all having a great evening here on Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio, original local music until midnight tonight. Coming up here shortly, we got Dennis Shepard joining us and comedian Jake Snell. He's going to call in from Chicago. But first, we're going to talk about a little weed. I like talking about weed.
I've always
wanted an excuse to talk about weed on the radio.
Oh, man.
And we finally have an excuse to talk about weed. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspects joins us. Alan Robinson, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Jimmy.
Doing well. Before we go any further, I met you probably in 2019, you were doing a show on this station right here, Mad Radio, Mr. Robinson Neighborhood, and I was your rookie producer. And I loved it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm serious. That show, listening to you do that show was a learning experience for me.
Nice.
And you frame things so like a simple guy like myself can walk a mile in your shoes for the hour while you're on the radio talking about the racial disparities around the world, especially here in Wisconsin, around the state.
Well, first off, Jimmy, you're too kind. Thank you so much for being my guide through that experience. The fact of the matter is putting together an hour of content for a week.
It's tough.
Yeah, buddy. So like Jimmy was there. He walked through that arduous path with us. We had a good time.
Oh, it was a great time.
Hey, so good.
So where are we with the legalization of marijuana in the state of Wisconsin?
Currently, or where will we be?
Well, I mean, where are we at now? I feel like that's a depressing question, of course, but is there any hope to get it legalized? There's been talk about medical marijuana.
Yeah, there's been talk of medical marijuana. I don't think that it's going to go anywhere. I think that the bill the Republicans will put forward will be restrictive, to say the very least. There are better options legislatively that have been introduced, most notably by Senator Melissa Agard, unfortunately. Yeah.
She's a leader in this right now.
Well, yeah, she's Captain Cannabis, if I have a greater. Oh.
Captain Cannabis.
Oh, man.
That's funny. I'll tell you what, though. She's put forward a bill that's really comprehensive, and it addresses racial inequities. It's addresses barriers to entry, keeps farmers in Wisconsin safe, answers so many different issues that we have with the cannabis plant not being regulated. And unfortunately, the Republicans aren't even ringing
their
phone.
They're not playing ball. They're on board kind of with the medical, but like you said, with a ton of restrictions.
They're not really on board with medical. What they are on board with is it's really incredibly restrictive. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a pill.
It's perhaps a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah. It would be more restrictive than what Minnesota had. And it's really terrible. Now, the funny thing, though, about cannabis and cannabis in Wisconsin is that the federal government basically legalized cannabis in 2018. And nobody really knows it, right? Because, like, they just don't understand that THCA is like the first cannabis. And I say this because most people want to get to the Delta 9, the D9 that's all like crystallized and beautiful on the outside of the bud. I want you to think of Delta 9 as being like a butterfly, right? And it means it has a caterpillar,
right?
Right? Well, THCA is the caterpillar. And in order to make that Delta 9 butterfly fly, you set it on fire. And then you release those, you know, and that's how you have that psychoactive, psychotropic kind of trip. And that's why, like, Herbal Aspect has been, and other companies around Wisconsin have been largely successful with these novel cannabinoids. But the problem is people just don't know. So they're clamoring
and
going down to Illinois.
Yeah.
They come straight over to Herbal Aspect.
Or Michigan. Someone pass Rocker a tissue. He's drooling over there while he's describing that.
Hey, tell us the backstory of Herbal Aspect. I want to hear a little bit more about this.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, my business partners, Matt Nelson and Alex Gish, you know, we got together, what was it, late 2019, late 2019. And we... You know, Alex had this business, and Matt and I were thinking about doing something, and we just kind of all came together to reinvigorate Herbal Aspect, right? So in October of 2019, we incorporated, and in November, we launched our website, and like all of November, we had this phenomenal 2 sales. It was awful.
Oh. Happens to all of us.
It was really something. And so then in December, we brought on Delta 8 THC. And this was just like as a sample product line because we, you know, it wasn't necessarily that the cannabinoid itself was novel, but the products were, right? The products weren't really necessarily available. We've known about Delta 8 THC since 1967, so it's not new. Anyway, in December, then we did like $10,000 in sales, and so we were like, oh, proof of concept. And so, and then, you know, maybe 8 months later, we went and ended up opening our first brick and mortar, University Avenue. We did like a quarter's worth of business in our first month.
Wow.
Right. And so that ended up being.
I remember the excitement was really high for that.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Well, maybe it was. And then you opened the Winnebago store.
Well, no.
Oh, there was a key.
Yeah. So like, there's been 3 years, three stores, right? Right. And people think, but not really. There's been 3 years, five stores, and setbacks, right? So like, I don't look at this like there's an end goal. I look at it like it's a journey, and our goal is to bring both education and quality cannabis products to the people of Wisconsin. And
that's what you're doing.
I like it. I like he calls it a journey.
Yeah, I
that's
do too.
That's perfect.
Well, your journey is taking you to the grand opening of the Gammon Road store.
Yeah.
That's happening on next Friday, September 1st.
Gang, gang.
Wow.
How exciting is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm stoked. We've got a ton of people coming through. Going to have a lot of fun. I'm really excited. Senator Agard is actually going to be there cutting our ribbon for us.
Ooh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That feels very official.
It does, mm-hmm. Right?
Good for you. Yeah,
maybe
she'll
bring along the governor, too.
Well,
maybe. You can only hope, right?
Pops is cool, right? Grandpops is cool, right? But, like, Gramps, he's an all right guy, right? Oh, but, like, here's the thing. He scares me. I don't know what it is about him.
What?
And the attorney general, but they both make me sweat. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So we'll have this Build Your Own Blunt Bar, which is a Build-A-Blunt Bar, which is a great kind of addition.
Clever.
Yep. You get these.
Build-A-Blunt.
Yeah. You get three sizes of joints starting at $9.99 of any of our flowers. Now, typically, we have three price scales of flowers for an eighth. And then if you buy more than an eighth, like, you know, it price breaks. But, like, you know, $45, $55, and $65 eighths, like three tiers, right? But at the Build Your Own Blunt Bar, all of the flowers are brought down to an even level. And then it's $9.99 for a dog walker size, all the way up to, like,
$19.99.
Thank you, Jimmy K. Dog Walker.
Nice tie-in there. Herbal Aspects, Cannabis Elevated.
Oh, man.
There's three Madison locations, one Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road. Woo-hoo. By Woodman's West. The grand opening is next Friday, September 1st. Now, for our listeners outside of Madison, they can also shop at Herbal Aspect via the website.
Yeah, man, they can totally ship. We do local delivery.
Yeah.
To like.
Love that.
No, I mean, like, we ship and do local delivery. Like, so DoorDash, you can DoorDash our products. Go to local.
DoorDash.
HerbalAspect.com.
Wow.
Yep. Local.herbalaspect.com.
Blowing my mind here.
And yeah, you get delivery, you get shipped next day. We do 2-day air sometimes on most packages. So 2 to 3 days, your package will be there. Sometimes next day if you're in the Madison area.
The website's very easy to use, very well displayed. You know exactly what you're buying. If you need questions, if you have questions, you can call any of the stores. Your staff is super knowledgeable. They learn from the best right there, you know. Herbal Aspect, three locations in Madison. Alan, thank you so much. Woo! I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
bro,
thank
blessings.
You.
Blessings, thank you. Please come on out to the grand opening. Senator Agard, County Supervisor Pelabon, County Supervisor Doolin, Violator All-Star DJ Fusion.
It's going to be a party.
Right, we're going to have Biatch from JJO there.
Oh, yeah.
That's my homegirl. She's going to swing through.
She's awesome.
I'm fairly certain my guy Antoine McNeil is going to be hosting. It's going to be
it's a party.
A good time. Kai from Free Food Inc., he's going to be there DJing. There's just like tent outside, food.
This is not your average grand opening
of a
store.
I would say not.
This is
not the way he's describing it.
Come on, man.
It.
I'm opening a weed store in Woodman's.
Gotta have a party. Friday, September 1st.
Come on, man.
Roadside.
I'm opening a weed store.
Woo!
Thanks again, Alan. HerbalAspect.com, Max Inc. Radio.
Insert coin. Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Hey everyone, this is Kat from Kat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
After you're gone.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Louie and the Flash Bombs there. Hard luck story. They were at Eakin Park Fest last weekend, from all accounts. It was a wonderful Eakin Park this year. Hot. Yeah. It was hot.
Yes.
It was sticky. Everybody was sweating, but drinking some water and having a good time at Eakin Park Fest.
Thanks That's what matters.
Thanks to all the organizers who put that on, put that together. It was a lot of hard work. Susanna, for one. Who's the other person that works with Susanna over there, Rocker? Do you know the name by chance? I met her at Atwood Fest, but I can't remember her name.
Hmm. I'm not sure of that one, Jimmy.
I'm beating myself up right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
You know, I hate that. When you think of somebody, you just can't recall their name.
That's why you call everyone dude.
Or write it down somewhere, on your hand or like in your notes on your phone.
Well, I mean, as a recall, like this was like Atwood Fest 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Somebody talking about Eakin Park Fest.
And you've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cooper Talbot works a lot with Eakin Park, I know.
Nice.
Hope your evening is going well. Jimmy K.
Jimmy's
Rocker.
Like, I'm just moving on now.
Terry Barr with you on Saturday night. Hey, we got comedian Jake Snell coming up in just a couple of minutes. He's going to call in from Chicago. Terry, I had a double dip of brand new 7,000 apart.
7,000 apart. Oh, they are doing so great, you guys. It's just... Oh, I'm so happy to see them do well.
Thanks to Alan Robinson and Herbal Aspect for coming in.
I thought he was fun.
This would be a perfect song to play right now.
We're running low on toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks. And they just turn the water off. So now we smell like skunks. We don't mind, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers. Twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there. Flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while. Just for a little while. Eats up all the tapes. The record player scratches. The channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor, cause we don't have any hooks. It's alright, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers. Twist up the former with in the fridge to eat, unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Yeah, we used to scrape off the cardboard, you don't eat it all. It goes good with a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers. Twist up the former with cares away for a while. Just
Radio and Civic Media. That's an oldie but a goodie, Bradley Fish's Electrified Band, Bag of Reefer. Rocker, weren't you playing drums in this song?
I was the drummer on that, Jimmy, and there were a couple of really cool things about that song. We recorded that at Smart Studios.
That's cool.
With Mike Zirkel, and that also featured on the organ there. You heard the B3 organ. Well, that was guitarist from Iron Plow, Jeff Mundell.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yep. And Philly Meyer. Great bassist from Cornerstone and many other bands around the Madison area.
I love that song.
That was a solid song.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, that was solid.
A really fun song to record. And,
I bet.
Wow. Philly was really drunk.
You could never imagine.
Oh, no.
GBK Rocker and Terry Barra with you. Max Inc. Radio broadcasting across the Civic Media Radio and Network. Original local music until midnight. And I want to try to start something new. Since we're upstairs from the comedy club, our studios here, I want to start bringing in comedians. So I called my buddy Jake Snell. He used to come on the Jimmy K Show all the time, and he agreed to come on tonight. Jake, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening, y'all. Thank
hey,
you for
Jake.
Having me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is exciting.
Good to hear from you guys.
It's good to hear from you. I wish you could be in studio, but you're in Chicago right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Good old Windy City.
You interrupted a family function. What's going on?
there's a family gathering, but they know that I'm always on the clock, and the grind never sleeps or whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, you recently, I mean, this is kind of how it's been stated to me. You quit on Madison. Come on now. Move to Chicago.
I received those words from Jimmy, and I said, "Well, I don't necessarily agree with them." But
are you digging it? Is it going well? Things are good there, but you're still doing a bunch of stuff here too.
Yeah, I still come up to Madison quite a bit. I still do work with Comedy on State and do Madison Comedy Week, which we just wrapped, and I'm still up there all the time. I'm never quite going to leave.
How was Madison Comedy Week?
Madison Comedy Week was fantastic. Yeah. We had 31 shows at 11 different venues over the city, 8 days, 130 comedians this year, which is probably the most we'll ever do. I think it's actually too many.
That's a lot.
More fun involving people than being some comedy festivals are really exclusive. And I think Madison's all about inclusion and participation. So it was really nice to be able to get all these comics and great shows in front of Madison audiences, which in my opinion are unparalleled.
That's awesome to hear.
Jake, are you doing some comedy down in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm popping up around Chicago quite a bit. I just did a few shows this week. I did Soho House, and there's this show Humboldt Jungle that's really cool. It's like in a basement, and they do live music and comedy, and it's just a really beautiful production. And then I was at House of Blues on Thursday. There's all kinds of stuff going on down here. It is nice because I'm on the road a lot doing stuff, and then when I come back to Chicago, it's nice to be able to pop around and they keep your sea legs under you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite joke right now that the audience is really, really loving?
Well, you told me not to swear on the radio.
Right. Yeah, you can't swear. Got to protect the names of the innocent, you know?
Now, you had mentioned that Madison crowds were unparalleled. Could you expand on that a little bit? What does that mean? Compared to Chicago, we're just a small, big town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm biased because I started in Madison, and I think if I had started elsewhere, it's likely that I would have been discouraged more often, because it seems like whenever I'm in Madison, even if I'm working on new stuff or whatever, the crowd is like rooting for you. Mm-hmm. Like they came out, they want to have fun. So, just more often than not, I think on average, the crowds in Madison are just about as good as anywhere I've seen.
You know, like the Madison music scene, the Madison comedy scene has always been very strong and very supportive within its community.
Yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about it, too. And I mean, a lot of people end up moving away because it's such a nice place to develop
for a handful of years and then, you know, go on to a bigger market. But it's also just with the comedy club being right there and with legends coming through all the time. I mean, David Tell's there tonight and has six sold out shows this weekend. So like, you know, I wouldn't have been able to get on the bill with some of the people that I've shared the stage with, you know, starting in a bigger market. So yeah. Madison's kind of unique in that way.
That's awesome. You have a couple of shows coming up in Wisconsin and a charity show in Madison on September 6th and then in Eau Claire on September 7th. Tell us about it. What is the charity and who is on this bill with you?
The charity is Fetch Wisconsin, which is a rescue rehabilitation of unwanted, neglected, and abused dogs found in shelters across the Midwest.
Yeah.
And then also joining me on that show is Sean Vasquez.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
And I know Sean Vasquez is a Jimmy K alumni.
Mm-hmm.
As well. He was a regular.
He's a lot of fun.
He and I actually, most of the time when I get booked on something in Wisconsin, they ask Sean if he wants to be on too. Mm. We've kind of become a unspoken package deal in a lot of ways.
Well, what a better guy to be packaged with, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Where's the show the 6th?
That one's at World of Beer in Middleton.
Ah, okay. Ooh, comedy shows
guy,
out
Patrick
there.
Patrick Rohde. Yeah, Patrick Rohde does a really good job with that. He supports it's called Comedy for a Cause. He supports a different charity each month at his show, and they raise quite a bit of money for these organizations. So, it is nice that there's a dedicated comedy producer whose sole goal is to have fun and raise money for worthy causes. So, I told him he could always count on me to drive up for that one.
That's great.
And then what about the show in Eau Claire on the 7th? Where's that at?
The Eau Claire show is at the Plus. This guy Colin Ryan runs that one, and I think it's affiliated with Clearwater Comedy, if I'm not mistaken, but they run just this beautiful show. And like pre-pandemic, it was just like the spot. Like we would have even headliners from Comedy on State, like Kyle Kinane and Sean Patton. I think they had Bobcat Goldthwait up there at one point. And it was like one of those places where if you were going to the Midwest, it became kind of on the map to route a tour through. And when my special came out, Colin asked me if I wanted to come up and do the Plus again. And I was like, absolutely. It's one of my favorites, just in Eau Claire, the middle of northern Wisconsin. And again, kind of like a Madison thing where it's like the people that go out to those shows really want to have fun. Mm-hmm. So
we're on in Eau Claire now, too. Time. So hopefully some people are hearing this and will want to come out and see you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Come on out if you're in Eau Claire.
The whole city is listening to us. Are you kidding? Hey, Jake, it's great to hear your voice again. I really appreciate what you're doing. If people want to get a hold of you or get some information about the comedy club downstairs, how do we do that?
Well, Comedy on State, I think the best way to go about it would be Facebook, Instagram. They also have madisoncomedy.com as their website. They have constantly, some of the best comics working today. And
they're awesome. I got like 5 seconds here, Jake.
There next week. Okay, yeah. Hi. So madisoncomedy.com. I'm Jake Snell on social media. Just follow along.
And you rock, Jake. Spacking Radio.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS.